having had a childhood in the Falls Road in West Belfast, I do think that I can draw on some of that, I think, that robustness. Mm. But having said all that, Catherine, of course I went through some days that were very scary, especially when I started to lose. I've lost probably 5 or 6 friends at this point in the last 2 years from cancer. So it's not lost on me. With a flip of a coin, that could have been a different conversation, and I could be sitting here with the opposite news. And I'm sure the same nurse that called me to tell me I was clear had to call somebody else and say that they weren't clear. Mm. So it's bittersweet. It's wonderful, and I feel lucky.
And I know, and that's what it is. And you are so aware, and it is bittersweet. And I love that in a very creative way, as only you can do. I mean, you said about writing a record, recovery, which is brilliant. And again, that was probably part of the cathartic process as well for you.
No doubt about it. I mean, even when I was in the middle of chemo, there were certain days I couldn't get out of bed. But then there were days that I would be writing words and thinking, how do I turn this into music? I started visualizing T-shirts I could wear, like with recovery written on them, or Don't Look Back, or, you know, the songs that ended up on that record. And I would somehow get myself into the studio with Billy Farrell. I'd do the best vocals I could do that day. And sometimes I thought, yeah, that's fine, that sounds good. And I allowed myself to sound tired. I allowed myself to sound emotional because I was going through all of those things. And I think, again, I'd be lucky to be able to express myself artistically like that and then put out a record that goes, and as you know, with people at home haven't seen the cover, you know, there are 4 little selfies on the cover of this album, Recovery. One is just being, I'm about to be wheeled into surgery, then bang, I have a tube in my nose and I've got a bit of a beard. And then I've got a Boy George hat on that he sent me for the auction. Mm. And then the Edinburgh Festival shot with the glasses and the sparkly shirt, thinking, okay, I'm coming out the other side. But, I mean, when you get news like I did yesterday that I'd had an all clear, it was worth every moment of having to learn to walk again.
Absolutely.
All of those things. You know, I've been incredibly lucky.
You are a brilliant person. It is always such a pleasure to talk to you. And you know what I think you could have done today for somebody? It's the importance to know that going back to hospital now, I mean, people are not presenting to their doctors. They're not presenting to cancer. You know, there's people who are so afraid of coronavirus that they're not actually seeing the numbers that they need. And your testament that you need to...
wear your mask. When, honestly, the hospitals have it down. You know, it's so clean in there. The environment is really careful. People are very careful. Just wear your mask and just listen, do not let a cancer diagnosis pass you by. If you've got an appointment or you've got to worry, especially fellas, because you women are so amazing, you're always on it. We fellas are way behind you in that way. So fellas, if you're listening and you've got any worries, present yourself to your GP, to the hospital, wear your mask, and I promise you, the sooner you get diagnosed of something, the easier and the sooner it usually is to get treated and recover from, and that's certainly my case.